237.
Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
With Gene and Chris, welcome back to the Paracast. In a couple of moments, we'll be introducing Rosemary Ellen Guiley, who has written a new book with Rick Fisher called Ouija Gone Wild. But I'll tell you first, before we hear about that, my few experiences with the Ouija board when I was a teenager. You really want to hear this, Chris?
Yep, it's a cool story, sure.
I don't know if it's a cool story, but let's see. I had a close friend named Kenneth Alpert. We grew up in Brooklyn, New York. And his mom got a Ouija board one day and started playing with it and getting all sorts of screwy, crazy answers. She always insisted that she didn't fake it, that she wasn't moving the planchette subconsciously or manually or something, but we were getting all sorts of freaky answers. Now, I've tried the Ouija board, and it doesn't like me. It didn't like my friend Kenny Alpert, who may be listening to the show and will contribute his wisdom maybe in our forums. But his mother, I don't know, kind of strange. Maybe psychology.
I've never been able to make one work myself. It just sits there.
It doesn't like you.
Well, we're going to have to ask Rosemary when we get her on what's up with that. I haven't really tried them any times, but the few times I did try as a kid, it just kind of sat there. I think maybe we got a yes or a no or something one time, but...
Well, maybe your subconscious was asleep at the time.
Possibly. We'll have to see. There's definitely something to it. I mean, gosh, reading Rosemary's book, it's like, oh, my God. And that's probably just tip of the iceberg. We'll have to dive into some of these really amazing, mind-bending accounts.
If you think that a Ouija board is a parlor game, it may not be. Before we bring on Rosemary, who's champing at the bit right now, she's there. She's available. I want to tell you something. I was reading, and this is an historical thing, an historical fact. I was reading a publication called Flying Saucer Digest from a guy named Rick Hilberg, who was a longtime UFO researcher from the Cleveland area, and he has been involved in this field for so many years. He was a guest very recently when we had a special episode because of the passing of Lucius Farish. Well, he reminded me that on September 12th, 1952, and I was born September 9th, by the way, but not that year, September 12th, 1952 will be the 60th anniversary of the case of the Flatwoods Monster.
Ooh, boy. Break out the fireworks.
And I kind of think here about all this. That's kind of a singular kind of episode.
I would say that's about as standalone as they get.
Yes. You know, most UFO cases, we have some kind of repetition. But in the case of the Flatwoods Monster, it happened then, in the evening, and was never repeated.
Yeah, it must have been just a quick, like, arrest stop or something on their way to Zeta Reticuli.
Actually, they were going to the toy store to buy a Ouija board.
Okay. If you say so, I'm not sure about that. That monster, I don't recall it having fingers, but maybe.
Well, I just made that up.
You need fingers to operate the planchette, which is the device that spells out the words on the Ouija board. And we'll get into the actual functionality of it, obviously, in the show. Have Rosemary give us a background. Why don't we bring Rosemary on and let her take it away?
You know what? This is it, because I don't claim to know a lot about Ouija boards. I used to own one, but I can't claim to know a lot about it. Actually, I've owned two in my life.
I found an old wood one
in a
garage sale, and actually put it on my wall in college. I had a Ouija board on my wall.
So that was what caused it.
Well, I just never could get it to work, and I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Maybe it's operator error or something. I know people that were just very, in fact, quite impressed with the kind of results that they got. But, you know, I just was never able to do it for some reason.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's bring on Rosemary Ellen Guiley. Rosemary?
Hi there, Gene. Chris?
Hey, Rose. How are you doing?
I'm doing quite well. Thank you.
Yeah, you're just cranking these books out. I love this one, Luigi Gone Wild. This is an amazing story. It's just jam-packed with all kinds of really cool stuff. Welcome to the show. Welcome back.
Thank you. It's just great to be back. You know, this project was in the works for several years. Rick and I conceived the idea for it several years ago while we were sitting around a weekend, a holiday weekend, with a group of paranormal friends in Gettysburg doing ghost research. And that's where this idea was born. Both of us felt that the Ouija board is one of the most fascinating spirit communications devices and probably the most misunderstood and the most maligned.
You care to elaborate on that a little bit? Let's start with some background. Most people, I think, don't realize how old the actual idea of a talking board is. And why don't you give us a little background on this particular system or style of divination and then how that evolved into the Ouija board, which is the most popular, obviously, of a number of them.
The device that we call the Ouija board officially goes back to 1891 when the patent was issued for it. But similar devices have been in use in different divination methods around the globe, really, since ancient times, using some sort of counting or number or letter pointer or device to get spirits to spell out messages. And people have used various writing instruments. Automatic writing is a form of spirit communication, but people have also attached pencils to platforms and similar to the pointer that the Ouija board uses to spell out messages. Those were quite popular during the 19th century when spiritualism got its start.
I wanted to ask kind of a simple, stupid question here because I'm very good at that. Okay, why do we assume that spirits must communicate in this particular fashion? Why something that would be a pointing device to point to letters or numbers?
I think because human beings have had a great deal of difficulty communicating with the spirit world. If it were that easy, all of us would do it all the time. We would have some sort of direct communication. But spirit communication has always been rather indirect. We've had to have mediums, either a device or a person, who seems to have the right antenna, so to speak, to get a signal from the beyond, a message from the beyond, and be able to put it into a material form, either through direct voice or through writing, in order to deliver the message to the living. And so human beings have come up with all sorts of divination methods and mediumistic methods to try to reach the dead and spirits. This is an urging that human beings have had since the dawn of history.
All right, but how did it become essentially a toy that you buy in a toy store, Toys R Us, or you order at Amazon or something?
Well, the Ouija board originally wasn't so much a toy. It was marketed as a spirit communication device, and it came on at a time when mediumship was still very popular. The spiritualism movement really got off the ground in the early to mid-19th century. The Ouija board came along right at the tail end of the 19th century. And what it did was it put mediumship in the hands of the average person. You didn't have to go to somebody else's seance. You could do your own seance. You could talk to the spirits right in your own living room. So it was both a spirit communication device and an entertainment device. But it was largely a tax court ruling that got the Ouija board classified as a game or a toy. And that was because a competitor of the Ouija board went to court with the IRS, against the IRS.
So basically here the IRS is getting involved in a dispute over something that is supposed to channel psychic powers. And this is very unusual. I mean, nowadays, of course, it's whether you imitated the iPhone or the iPad. But we're talking about at a time when this kind of device, boy, strange. I want to ask you more about that, Chris and I. The book is called Ouija Gone Wild, and it sounds like the lawsuit went wild with Rosemary Ellen Guiley and Rick Fisher writing the book. You're on with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
You know, during the summer, it seems like just about everyone is on a different schedule. You have vacations, shorter days, people are working remotely. So meeting all your clients and colleagues in person can be, well, impossible. And that's why I recommend GoToMeeting with HD Faces. It lets you meet face-to-face, no matter where you are this summer. With GoToMeeting by Citrix, it takes just a webcam and a click to collaborate in a group HD video. You can even join from an iPad. It's so easy to use. iPad users, just download the free GoToMeeting app to join. And take it from me, this is an excellent product. And my listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. Don't wait. For this special offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, use the promo code PODCAST. Be sure to use the promo code PODCAST at GoToMeeting.com. Take it from me. GoToMeeting with HD Faces just works.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
When I hear about natural disasters and the danger of having no water, I'm not worried. Why? Because I have an Aquapod. Got it from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Aquapod Emergency Water Storage Kit comes with a pump and a huge 65-gallon bladder that easily fits in a standard bathtub, allowing a family of four a 14-day supply of safe, fresh water, and at a much lower cost than bottled water. Made in the USA with BPA-free material, the Aquapod keeps water fresh for up to 8 weeks. Just fill from your tub, then pump into jugs or bottles. The Aquapod is only $29.95, and when you buy two or more Aquapods at MyPatriotSupply.com, you'll qualify for free shipping. Plus, check out the Survival Seed Vault with 20 seed varieties, Tattler canning lids, the nation's only customizable long-term storable foods, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at eFoods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFoods quick fix, easy-to-store food. For example, purchase a one-year supply and get five Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable. The more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
We have Rosemary Ellen Guiley returning to the Paracast to talk about the new book she wrote with Rick Fisher called Ouija Gone Wild, subtitled Shocking True Stories. Shocking True Stories. Now, I'm shocked, and I guess we want more information about this. I'm shocked, Rosemary, about the lawsuit. Let's go on to more details.
Well, the Ouija board was gaining more popularity. The first board came out in 1892. The patent was issued in 1891. And the toy company, and it was a novelty company that actually started with this, was, you know, trying to get it into the mass market. And there were imitators, competitors who saw that it was a good thing, a lot of competition. And
it does sound like the current tech patent disputes, doesn't it?
It's absolutely. We've had legal disputes over technology throughout history. It's just the technology keeps changing. So this was technology back in the early 20th century. And in 1920, there was a company called the Baltimore Talking Board, which was a competitor to the Ouija board. And they actually sold Ouija boards. It's not clear whether or not they licensed the name. They probably did. But at any rate, the IRS came along and said, this is really a game, and you have to pay taxes on it. And they said, no, we don't consider it a game. It's a spirit communication device. So they went to court. And they went clear up the line until they appealed their case to the United States Supreme Court. And the media was really expecting quite a field day over this. But the Supreme Court, perhaps wisely, decided to reject the case and not take it on, which validated the lower court ruling. And so the boards have been considered games and toys ever since.
So because of that, now it went through places like, what, Parker Brothers? Parker Brothers made the Ouija board when I bought mine, and now it's Hasbro?
Yes. The patent for the board changed hands a number of times in the early days, and it wound up under the control of a man named William Fuld. And he managed to consolidate all of the rights under his own name, even kind of cut his brother Isaac out of the action and started a big family feud. But the board went up and down in its own fortunes up through the 50s and 60s. And in the 1960s, had a resurgence in popularity. And at that point, the board was sold to Parker Brothers. And then Parker Brothers was, let's see, I think they were acquired by, well, there were several changes of hands before Hasbro got them in the early 1990s. So now it's part of the Otonka. Parker Brothers got acquired by, Parker Brothers got acquired by General Mills, and then General Mills merged.
Okay, so let me get, understand this now. So you could buy a Ouija board and buy some cereal.
They should have put. They should have made big boxes and put the board in the cereal.
Okay, so
yes,
let's
General
have
Mills
a Ouija
then,
board.
And then it winds up with Tonka, and then goes on to Hasbro. So they've had it since 1991.
Okay, but basically, it is considered a toy.
It is, yes.
So
it's an entertainment device, although some people who get very serious about the Ouija board would never call it a toy. They consider it to be a very serious device to open up a doorway to the spirit world.
How many of these things are being sold in in the modern day now? I mean, is it still a viable, popular product for the company? It must be.
At its peak, it was outselling Monopoly, and I don't have exact figures, but Monopoly has reigned as the biggest-selling board game for quite some time, and now it's slipped below Monopoly. But whenever we have a horror film that comes out where the Ouija board has a presence, unfortunately, as a demonic device usually, that does send the board back into popularity. It's a lot of people like the idea of playing with something dangerous.
We'll get into that later, the misperception surrounding it. But I'm just intrigued that it's had so much staying power, and that it's still something that you can go out and buy today. And it's 130, almost 120 something years old. It's amazing.
Most of the people who start with this device do so for entertainment. And in fact, when Rick and I were collecting stories for the book, and I still get them, usually by email. Many of the stories are told about people who had weird experiences when they were a teenager. And many adults have weird experiences, too. But it's been a favorite device of kids to say, hey, let's see what happens. Let's get a Ouija board out, and maybe we'll get a thrill. It's a party device. And a lot of times nothing happens. Many times accurate information comes across the board. But a lot of times people have really frightening experiences, too.
and get frightening messages that they act upon, which I'm sure you can come up with examples of that.
That's
there's
even
some
the
pretty
weirdest
amazing ones in there. Stuff that goes to court that becomes a major part of real high profile trials, even murder trials, that sort of thing. Well, what do you think, Rosemary? Let's look at the actual functionality of it, and with all this research that the two of you have done, and you've actually used the board and talked to numerous people that have used it. What do you think is actually going on with it? Is it something that's being led by the subconscious of the actual participants, or do you actually feel that there is some sort of connection to some other realm?
I do believe that in many cases people make a genuine connection to the spirit realm. We can't rule out that there are cases involving subconscious movement. You place your hands on a pointer on this board and ask the spirits to, through your hands, move the pointer around to spell out letter by letter messages. You can point to goodbye, yes, no, and numbers as well. And in many cases, there may be subconscious intent on a certain answer that impulses take over. It's called the idea motor effect, that you might not even be aware of the fact that you're influencing the movement of this device yourself.
Yeah,
but on the other hand,
it's very easy to move, too. We must stress that when the lightest bit of pressure will make that planchette move.
It can, but I have had many Ouija board sessions where I've had my hands on the pointer and so has another person, and it's hardly moved at all, no matter how much you want it to start spelling something out. But I do think that in other cases, something else takes over. And this seems to be, for the problematic cases, this seems to tap into what I would call low-level astral realm, where you're more likely to get trickster spirits masquerading as whatever you want rather than, dead Aunt Sarah or some high-level spirit. In many cases, the messages start out friendly. There may even be accurate information that somebody can validate. And then just when you've sort of given your trust over to this process, usually through repeated use, the messages suddenly take a nasty turn. And people can have quite a lot of psychological destabilization at that point.
Oh, boy, psychological destabilization. I'm going to ask you about that when we come back from our break. The book by Rosemary Ellen Guiley with Rick Fisher is called Ouija Gone Wild, and it's subtitled Shocking True Stories. And I guess we should look at the shocking stories coming up in our next segment. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you want to get your website online and you need reliable service, first-class service at the lowest possible price, there's only one place to go. Well, DreamHost has a special promotion with our show where they'll offer you unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click web apps such as WordPress, 24/7 support. You can save over $55. You want to know how? Go to DreamHost.com/radio, DreamHost.com/radio.
Magazine provides true reports of the strange and unknown. Keep up with the latest on angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, life after death, and much, much more. To receive your free issue of Fate Magazine, call now at 1-800-728-2730 or visit their website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The man who predicted the fall of communism is now predicting the fall of capitalism. He's dined with the Rockefellers, hung out with the Clintons, banged heads with the Beltway, and inspired companies, movements, and empires that have brought forth revolutionary change. He sat shoulder to shoulder with figures like George Bush Sr., Steve Forbes, Margaret Thatcher, and Boris Yeltsin, to name but a few. And his volume of work set out his groundbreaking financial newsletter, Strategic Investment, was so far ahead of its time, it helped transform not just the fates and fortunes of thousands of investors, but also the fates and fortunes of entire nations. For the first time in 17 years, he's back once again with his first controversial video presentation. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch him reveal a landmark development, which he believes will set off the most violent economic reversal in history, one that carries the power to bring down the entire capitalist system. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch his controversial video before the powers that be wipe it from the internet. Again, it's www.fallofcapitalism.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
This is Leslie Kane, and I'm with the Coalition for Freedom of Information, and you are listening to the Paracast.
With Gene and Chris, you're in the Paracast, and Chris is speaking to us from a location where they're having a rather intense lightning storm. So if he starts glowing or sparkling or disappears, that's the reason. Right, Chris?
You're right. It's really blazing outside, boy. I love this time of year. Got the monsoon back.
In Arizona. We have Rosemary Ellen Guiley. The book is Ouija Gone Wild, Shocking True Stories. And we hinted at this, Rosemary, that some of the stories involving a Ouija board aren't just seeing silly displays with the planchette, silly messages, yes, no, whatever, something more sinister. Explain.
We have cases in a number of different categories where people have made very irrational, even criminal decisions. Murders, people have committed suicide, invested and lost fortunes, married, divorced, abused other people, gone AWOL from the army. I mean, you name it. People have pinned irrational decisions on messages through the Ouija board. Now, in many of these cases, I strongly suspect that people are inclined to believe certain things or they're contemplating certain actions, and they get some sort of communication, whether it's genuine or not, that validates that inclination, and then away they go. They seem to lack some common sense. For example, committing murder because spirits told you in a message that was a good thing to do.
Are we saying then, Rosemary, that the Ouija board becomes the excuse for the crime?
It does, yes. And in fact, in some of the cases, people have testified in court that the Ouija board was to blame for their actions. And of course, this doesn't sit well with the judge and jury.
Well, why would you believe it, right?
Well, exactly. And in fact, there was one case from the early 20th century. It wasn't a murder case, but it was about an allegation of theft. And this crazy case, this couple goes away, and when they come home, they find that their pantry has been raided of stuff like sugar. And, you know, nothing major is taken from the house, just, you know, sugar and some foodstuffs. And they immediately accuse a neighbor of doing this and start spreading the word that this woman is a thief and broke into their house and whatnot. And she got very upset and wanted a retraction, and they wouldn't do that, so she sued them. And the judge ruled that the Ouija board, you know, could not be held accountable because, you know, the woman consulted a Ouija board, and the Ouija board said, yes, the neighbor did it. And the judge said, you know, that's ridiculous, and just, you know, threw it out of court. We have some frightening cases where juries have consulted Ouija boards. And there was a case in England from the 1990s, a murder case. It was a double homicide, and a man had killed an insurance agent and his wife. The charge was that he had done it for money, because the man was known to keep sums of money in the house. And while the jury was deliberating, they apparently had some drinks in their sequestered hotel, and one of them got out a Ouija board and asked whether or not the victim was, or the accused was guilty, and the board said, vote guilty. So they did, and somehow this got out into the media, and of course the defending lawyer demanded a retrial, which he got. He was reconvicted, but it's kind of scary to think that people who hold that kind of responsibility might be using any kind of divination device to ask whether or not someone is innocent or guilty, rather than letting the evidence speak.
Well, don't use tarot cards.
And who knows what goes on.
It doesn't make the lawyers look very good in that case. If the lawyers can't convince you and you have to go to something like that, then, boy, that's time for a new trial.
Well, if the lawyer says, if the gloves don't fit, you must acquit, what's your next step in that trial? Well, you go get out the Ouija board. You break it
get
out
and the
say
Ouija
he's
board.
Innocent.
There was another case. One of my favorite cases was from the 1930s, a Midwestern case where a woman suspected that her husband was having an affair. And so she gets out the Ouija board, and the Ouija board says, yes, a man's having an affair with a woman next door, just as she suspected. And so she's so upset about this and thinks that, you know, this is the absolute truth. So she gets her daughter from her first marriage, and she and her daughter attack the husband. His name is Herbert. They attack him, chain him to a bed, and start torturing him. They beat him with a whip. They burn his feet with a hot poker. They stab him with a dagger to get him to confess that he's had this affair, and he kept insisting, no, he hasn't. They starved him and kept torturing him until finally he signed a confession just to get them to stop. So they were, you know, momentarily appeased, and then he found his moment, more or less, that he'd been waiting for, and he managed to escape. Well, they caught him and dragged him back and chained him to the bed and started the whole thing over again. And this time, when he got free, he was so enraged himself that he killed his wife. So
maybe he wasn't guilty the first time, but he got so enraged that he did something bad.
So Herbert, the husband, then was charged with murder. And his story just, you know, made incredible headlines. And he said there was no affair. He said, I just confessed that to get them to stop. Well, all charges were dropped against him. But here were these two women torturing this man because the spirit said that he was having an affair, which he probably wasn't anyway.
The spirits, right. Well, that's
so,
the problem, I think, when you have a device like this. You could use it as an excuse, can't you?
I think that's what happens in these extreme cases. Now, there's another very peculiar case from the early 1990s, where a group of military intelligence
the Gulf
personnel,
of course,
that they went AWOL because they started using the Ouija board, and the spirit started telling them, allegedly, that they were destined to be some sort of saviors and heralds of the apocalypse, the coming trials and tribulations, and they had to get out of the military. Well, they couldn't get regular discharges. There was no way they could get out, so they went AWOL. And they managed to get to Florida, where the jig was up when one of them got arrested for a broken taillight. And that's what got unraveled the whole thing. They were all rounded up. And so there they were. You know, they had deserted the Army because they were convinced by these messages that they had a bigger mission.
Yeah, Vance Davis, it's a very interesting story. He went on to become Richard Hoagland's Masonic expert, Masonic historian and expert, and actually co-presented with Hoagland right after the Phoenix Lights at a huge gathering down in Phoenix. Well, I always found it very interesting that that Richard Hoagland should pick one of the Gulf Breeze Sixes and you know, put the tag of Masonic scholar on him, charge an incredible amount of money per ticket, and pack an auditorium full of people to listen to an Ouija board wielding ex-military intelligence guy. Just, I don't know. It's pretty interesting story, and one that I think has been overlooked in ufology to some degree, because there's a lot of UFO connection type stuff that is involved there. How about some other accounts?
Well, we have accounts of people leaving fortunes to certain individuals because spirits told them, spirits speaking on the Ouija board told them to do so. There was a woman who left a sizable inheritance to an entity or personality that was she was communicating with on the Ouija board, that there was no evidence that this person existed in the physical at all. And yet she considered him a confidant or companion or whatever, and left all this money to him. And of course, the surviving relatives contested the will. And they,
we'll have to find out what happened when they contested the will, because she left it to someone who theoretically did not exist. And this isn't quite the same as perhaps leaving it to the family pet. At least there you'll have someone who is taking care of the pet and probably getting a lot of money to do that. We are talking about Ouija boards and the ramifications with Rosemary Ellen Guiley. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items. And entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too.
We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-N-O-T-A-X. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
This is Jacques Vallée, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So Chris tells me it came pretty close over there, lightning storm.
It's blowing. Oh, it's really coming down out there.
And you love the monsoon, right, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, so does the environment. Hey, rain in the desert's a good thing, Gene, as you know.
Yes, we got some pretty crazy storms in Phoenix. Those of you who don't live in Phoenix, which is 99.99% of our audience, will look up the weather forecast and the results. We have Rosemary Ellen Guiley, who is another part of the country. The book is called Ouija Gone Wild. Do you get a lot of rain where you are now?
Well, I'm in Seattle, and it's been nice so far.
They sent the rain to us.
Wow, that was a big one.
Isn't that wild?
I can hear that on my end.
Yeah, it's coming down, you know, within a couple hundred yards of me all over. This is great. Uh-oh, maybe I'll start glowing, and maybe all of a sudden I'll start speaking in tongues, and we'll have to take notes, and you can start asking me questions, and I'll come up with answers.
Well, we can communicate with Chris with the Ouija board.
Well, only if he crosses over.
All right, so let's go back to this crazy case that you told us about in our last segment, where someone leaves the fortune or whatever the inheritance is to someone who she contacted from the Ouija board. And, of course, the relatives contested this. Now, I can always use that excuse, of course, the fact that I got very little money from my brother when he died. It may be because he hated me, didn't think I deserved the money, or his Ouija board told him that. I'll use that excuse.
Well, this case occurred in the 1950s. Well, that's when she died. She died around the 1955 or so. Her name was Helen. And she'd married a wealthy insurance broker and had about $170,000, $80,000 to her name when she died. But she'd been fascinated by spiritualism. And earlier in the 20th century, she communicated with this entity or personality who identified himself as John Gale Forbes. And they became quite close through the Ouija board. When Helen died, she specified in her will that her money was to go to this John Gale Forbes, or if he could not be found, to his heirs. Well, now, he had told her at one point in his communications that he was in the spirit world himself, but there was no evidence that this person ever existed, and he could not be found. There were no records of any heirs of his. And so all of her relatives who got cut out of the will were very unhappy about this, and they had to go to court to contest the will She was eventually ruled posthumously to have been mentally incompetent when she made out the will, and the money was split up about 9 ways to surviving heirs. And some of them lived in Washington State, in fact. So they were happy about that resolution. But what was going through her head to leave money to someone that she didn't even know ever existed?
Right. Wow. You know, what was the motivation? She must have really had quite a torrid affair with the spirit world to make that decision. That seems a little bit.
Well, he wrote her poetry. The spirit transmitted poetry to her. And this was while her own husband was alive, in fact. In fact, her husband got very offended at these communications, like she had some sort of, you know, suitor who was competing with him for his wife. But she was quite enamored with this and carried on with it even after her husband died.
Well, maybe he should have taken the hint and started writing poetry for his wife, or at least finding someone and pretending like this is his.
Or maybe he should have divorced her a long time ago because she was wacko.
Or broken the board or something.
We found... I got your Ouija board right here. Crack!
Crack. Well, we laugh, but we also found cases where people tried to dispose of the board and had a difficult time doing so.
Oh, pray tell.
The case that I called immediately to mind was given to me by a researcher I know, and I do want to stress that some of the stories that were told to me came from colleagues in the paranormal field, people that I know are very well grounded and know the ropes about the paranormal, and yet they've still had strange experiences. And this came from Eric Altman, who founded the Pennsylvania Bigfoot Society, and I've known Eric a good long time. And when he was in college, he was dating a girl who got wrapped up in the Ouija board with her friends, and it followed the classic pattern of interesting, funny, entertaining communications that suddenly took a very dark turn, and everybody started getting frightened because the board was telling them nasty things and that they were going to die and they were having nightmares. Well, she wanted to get rid of the board, so one night he and his girlfriend put the board in a bag, the board and a plant and the planchette, put some rocks in the bag, and drove out to a lake. It was wintertime, and they were in the dark, and he tossed this bag onto the lake. He said, "I heard the ice break and the bag go through." And so he gets back in the car, and they're leaving the scene, and his girlfriend starts freaking out because she finds rattling around under the front seat the planchette, which was supposed to be in the bag that had gone into the lake. And Eric said, "I put them in the bag. I know they went in the bag, and yet here's the planchette." So he grabs the planchette, breaks it up, throws it out the window. So they go back. She goes back to her dorm room, and then the next day he gets a frantic call from her. She's sobbing and crying. He goes over to see her, and what's sitting outside the door of her dorm room but this bag from the lake with the Ouija board in it. And at first he thought, oh, come on, you know, you and your friends, you've got to be playing a trick on me. Somebody drove out there and somehow went out to the middle of this ice-bound lake and retrieve this thing. He, you know, we didn't know how that could happen, but that was the only thing he could think of. And she insisted, no, that it was sitting there when she got up in the morning and opened the door, she found the bag outside of her door.
This is so like the classic horror movie.
It is.
Sure.
And so this time he broke the board into pieces and threw it into a garbage disposal. He said, "I never saw the board again." But she and her friends who had been using the Ouija board continued to have some problems with nightmares, and they felt something was watching them. And after some time, the two of them stopped seeing each other, so he didn't know exactly how long it took for this to resolve. But we've had other cases like that where people have had difficulty disposing of the board. Now, the stories about, oh, I tried to burn the board and it wouldn't burn, so it must be demonic, those are fairly explainable. If they attempted to destroy one of the old boards made out of masonite. Now they're just kind of a very thin cardboard, but the masonite resists burning, and you wouldn't be able to get that to burn very well in a fire.
So it's not due to any psychic phenomena, it's just the physical property.
Yes, in that particular case. Now, I had a case where I wasn't trying to get rid of a board, but I have about 7 or 8 boards, and I look for them in, you know, thrift stores and yard sales and occasionally online. I like the older boards. And I acquired a board where the planchette went missing for about 2 years, and I call it my haunted board. It went missing.
Oh.
And it disappeared, I was just about to at the point where I thought, well, I might as well see if I can buy a spare planchette to replace this one. And it reappeared in the box. I put the board away in storage because it didn't have its planchette. And when I got it out, and about 2 years had elapsed from the time the planchette had disappeared, and the planchette was in the box with the board.
Okay, you didn't have a companion or someone who might have been playing a practical joke on you.
No.
Okay.
I had been living by myself. And I discovered it when I moved because I put the board away because missing the planchette, I wasn't going to use it. And I moved, and that's when I got the board out to pack it up. And everything was there, the pointer and the board.
I mean, how do you explain
that? I have no explanation for it.
I'm just saying whoa because I don't know what to say about this, because we know that you're telling us something that happened to you, and I don't know what kind of explanation. I think some people in our forums would like to make up an explanation, or maybe that you're just putting us on, but you're not the kind of person who just puts people on. You're not like a Jim Mosley or someone. You're somebody who's very serious about stuff like that. Not that you don't have a sense of humor and don't laugh, but, you know, when it comes to this subject, it's a serious thing. We have Rosemary Ellen Guiley, and she wrote this book with Rick Fisher called Ouija Gone Wild. And weather is wild in Arizona with Gene and Chris. Until the lightning strikes, you're in
the Paracast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself that I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.